T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The opposite of brilliant could be Milwaukee Brewer fans.
Yeah.
Would you like to explain that for us?
Yeah, so they're morons, and they possibly could be racists, or at least they're fans of racists. I can tell you that much. So I saw this. I mean, it was everywhere. So you know Hader, the closer for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, having a great year.
Josh Hader, that he had a great year, goes to the All-Star game in D.C., gives up a 3-run jack, and then goes to the podium and has to explain why he tweeted a bunch of racist, homophobic, just really awful things when he was 17 years old, right? So this really kind of stole a time where there's no storylines. It became the main storyline. Well, one of them, because Manny Machado was traded the next day. So if you're talking about baseball, they were the two main storylines. So anyway, speaking of Manny Machado, Machado and the Dodgers were in Milwaukee on Saturday night playing the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time that Hader was scheduled to pitch, right? He comes in as the closer. Now, you're wondering, okay, well, how are Brewer fans going to react? Hader already apologized to his team. He talked to the media for the second time. He said, this is not me. It's not my character. In fact, all his teammates on Friday actually got behind him.
I know. It was kind of cool.
At a press conference. It was. And as he's apologizing, all his teammates got behind him, and they were showing their support. So obviously they're fine with it. And the Brewers are having a good season. They're 3.5 games out of first place behind the Cubs. So Hader comes on from the bullpen with the bullpen cart to pitch, and he gets a standing ovation from Brewer fans. Now, mind you, a standing ovation for a guy that just was caught when he was 17 tweeting a bunch of racist and homophobic stuff. Now, I get... You don't want to kill it. If you don't want to kill him for what he did when he was 17,
that's fine.
I'm
look,
fine with that.
But it
looks so embarrassing.
It's a bad look. Look,
it looks embarrassing. Look, you stand and cheer a guy.
Look, everybody.
All he did was tweet racist stuff.
Most fan bases, most, will support their own players under most situations, you know. Regardless, well, obviously, if somebody kills someone, but you understand what I'm saying.
Especially when you have something to gain, and the Brewers have a playoff
correct
to gain,
right?
So you don't want to let this
derail
you.
And he's a good player; he was an all-star player. I understand supporting, but man, when you see and if you see the video of these people just standing up and
that's the problem. Most of them were white. Most of the fans were white.
Yeah,
and they had this look on their face like, you get him, Hader! You get him, Hader! And by the way, what an apropos name, Hader.
Yeah.
For a guy that tweets out racist and homophobic stuff.
I'm not willing to go there where the fans who are giving him a standing ovation supported his tweets or even support any of his values that he had when he was 17. I'm not ready to go make that leap, no matter what it looks like.
I could understand if he comes on, maybe a little jam, right?
Yeah.
And he gets out of the jam. The Brewers beat a very good Dodger team. And if you want to give him an ovation because of what he just did on the field,
right,
go for it. But usually, you got to earn a standing ovation. And all at this point he was known for was being a dumbass when he was 17 on Twitter. So with that being said, the Brewer fans look awful. They look so bad. And if I was a Brewer fan, I would be embarrassed. I would be utterly embarrassed for my fan base, for my team, for my city, because my fans are standing and cheering a guy that is possibly a bigot, man.
Here are the ticket texts.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are pathetic.
Oh, good.
They were supporting their player. He said some stuff at 17, some stop being typical media and blowing something out of proportion.
Can I handle this one?
Yeah.
Thank you. I am pathetic. I admit that. With that being said, though, dude, nobody's saying not to forgive him. All I'm saying is, and I think Stoney the same, You look real silly if you give the guy a standing ovation before he even makes a pitch.
Right.
That's
he was a racist 7 years
right.
ago.
Oh, Josh. Woo. Josh, you had it so tough. I'm so sad for you. You had to apologize. I'm going to stand and cheer you, buddy.
Right.
It's silly.
Nobody's sitting there saying he should be suspended or fined or anything like that. No, something had happened. He apologized. He took the high road. He didn't deny anything. He didn't say, my account was hacked or anything like that. I think he handled it in a great way.
Like, if you're Josh Hader, how do you feel when you step to the mound and you get a standing ovation?
Well,
Are you supposed to tip your cap for the fans are cheering you for tweeting racist stuff?
I understand giving support to your guy. All fans do that. It just looks weird to give him a standing ovation. We're not dogging. Okay, here's another one. You guys are still dogging this guy when he was a 17-year-old kid. F you too, and I mean F you too. Stoney was a snorting booger sugar, illegal by the way, when he was a lot older. You two are complete a-holes. Now listen, idiot who didn't, give his name. We're not dogging him at all.
Dogging the fans.
We're dogging the fans.
And by the way,
can you, maybe I snorted some booger sugar when I was a kid. Can you get the wax out of your ears? Now, as an adult, and listen to what we said, we are not dogging him.
And by the way,
he does not deserve a standing ovation. That's the whole point. Here's somebody else. He was 17. Everyone said or did something they don't believe it. Now, give it a effing rest.
But nobody's like giving you a standing ovation for it.
Right. What's the matter with you people?
Like when Stoney was...
I'm not sitting there saying that Josh Hader should be thrown out of baseball. Josh Hader should be suspended. Oh my God, he's getting crucified. No. It's just not something you would give a standing ovation for.
But you
are the same people, probably... who, when Barry Bonds goes and plays, ripping the Giant fans for giving him a standing ovation for supporting their team, right?
Well, yeah, I thought that was pathetic.
Okay.
I would have not.
But I understand. You root, when he's one of your own, you root for your own, unless they do something completely awful.
Well, like,
and
instance,
I'm not saying what Josh Hader did was right. However, It was. He was 17 years old. You don't give him a standing ovation for it. That's the whole point. It just looks weak.
When Johnny Peralta got busted for steroids, there were a lot of people that said, listen, I'm never going to cheer for this guy again. And then came the playoffs, and JP hits a massive bomb, some dongs, if you will, in the postseason. And what was everybody at Comerica Park doing? They were on their feet going insane, as they should have been. Now, if Josh Hader were to have struck out the side and got a pretty potent Dodger offense you want to give him a standing O at that point? Go for it. But to give him a standing ovation, the first game back from the All-Star break, just because he had to go through, the agony of being caught with some stupid crap on his Twitter and then having to apologize for it, it makes it seem, I'm not saying it is, but it makes it seem like Brewer fans are cheering the fact of what he tweeted. And that's what it looks like. No, that's what it looks like. Now, you have no idea why you got the standing ovation. Obviously, it's because, our guy's been through so much. But he really hasn't. Sometimes you just got to be self-aware. Like, I'm the most self-aware guy out there. I know how I look. I know how I sound. I mean, listen, I know all my issues. So
do I.
You should be a little more self-aware, though, in this instance. Talking about Stoney doing blow back in the day, I mean, not once, I don't think, have you walked into a room and people are giving... Stoney! Great line you did yesterday. And off that stripper's behind, too. Nice job, Stoney.
That's right. That
it's
was
just silly. Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is what we are, like, people crucify the NFL players that take a knee during the national anthem, right?
Right, yeah.
They're going crazy about how dare you protest against the flag. But then this guy tweets a bunch of racist crap and homophobic crap, and he gets a standing ovation. It's like, it's so messed up.
I know. I mean, nobody's sitting here ripping Josh Hader here. Here's another text. He was 17. Everyone said or did something they don't believe it. Give it a effing rest.
People don't understand.
Fans aren't idiots. You all are. Hader was a dumb kid when he tweeted those things. He's owned and apologized. No sense in holding his feet to the fire. Nobody's holding his feet to the freaking fire. holding the fans.
Well, what if Josh Hader took a knee back in when he was 17?
Oh, my God.
Well, would they give him a standing ovation for that?
Oh.
I don't understand why people are sticking up for Josh Hader. Like, dude, nobody's killing Josh Hader.
Well, now this.
In life, you want to, real quick, in life, if you do something great, Stoney, like you guys did a hell of a show on Wednesday. I listened to Stoney and Wojo Invitational. I listened to all 4 hours, and after the show, you didn't see me because I wasn't in the studio, but I stood and I gave you guys a standing ovation. I mean, that was 4 hours of great radio, right?
Yes.
You deserve the standing ovation. You should get a standing O for something that you did that was good, not tweeting racist crap and then, having to go through it.
Now, this text, although disagreeing, makes sense. And that's why I said that I think I'm not ready to make the leap you are saying that the Brewer fans supported his tweets. The standing ovation was to give him confidence. I'm guessing it's so he could relax because they want them team to win. It's just like people cheering for Ray Lewis or Tiger Woods when they came back. It's to relax the guy, not to show support for his actions. No one besides bad people support that action. That's correct. That's the reason I think it got the standing ovation. I still think it looks horrible.
But don't you think it would make him even feel more bizarre than anything? Like, if I'm Josh Hader and I've just been through this whirlwind of apologizing and being embarrassed and having to try to prove that I'm not that guy anymore that I was when I was 17, don't you think you would just want it to go away, but instead you get a standing ovation? It's almost like, oh, man.
Right, because now you have another round of people talking about it because of the fans. I'm not a Brewer fan, nor do I support Hader's tweets. However, I do applaud him for not being the typical pampered, a narcissistic athlete and making excuses, but rather owning and accepting it and asking for forgiveness. Absolutely. He handled it great. He really did. His teammates did as well. I just don't think it has a good look for a fan base to give standing ovation for some bad tweets 7 years ago.
How about this ticket text from Norm in Lake Orion? Guys, Josh Hader's jersey sales will increase now. It's just the divided time we live in. He goes on to say it feels like we're back in the 50s. I hope that's not the case. Right. I don't think that's the case.
No.
I don't think people are running to the stores to buy Josh Hader jerseys.
No, I don't think
but
they are either.
But it is, like, I think what should have been done, right? What you do when he got in the game, you probably do nothing. Like you normally don't do anything.
You didn't clap.
Okay, but like I guess you just do, like, when Shane Green comes into a game, what do? You just sit there and you watch.
And
if he gets out of it,
if the Tigers had a shutdown reliever like Hader has been an all-star reliever, people get excited when the guy comes in. It's like, in a wild thing, when he came into the game.
Right, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.